Open your Bibles to Genesis, the 13th chapter tonight. Now, I'm not a camp meeting preacher. Matter of fact, I wonder sometimes if I'm even a preacher. But we're going to preach a little while if we can tonight. How many of you going to help me? Genesis, the 13th chapter and verse number 9. Is not the whole land before thee? Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. If thou wilt take the left hand, then I will go to the right of it. And thou depart to the right hand, I will go to the left. Verse 14, and the Lord said unto Abram, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up thine eyes and look from the place where thou art, northward, southward, eastward, and westward. If you will, I'd like for you to turn over to the 18th chapter of Genesis for one verse reading. And the Lord went his way as soon as he had left communing with Abraham. And Abraham returned to his place. Everybody says, his place. You may be seated tonight. If you would read in your Bible, you would find that the Lord has put men in place. Not only did he put them in any place, but he put them in a certain place. If you would read in Genesis the 28th chapter, you would find that Jacob is in a place called Bethel, and he lay down in that place to sleep. And verse 15 said, and behold, I am with thee and will keep thee in all places. And he called the name of that place Bethel. I'd like to preach to you for a little while from this simple subject. I have found me a place. I don't know about you, but I'm happy where I'm at tonight. And I don't mean preaching, standing up here before you. I'm just talking about being in the house of God tonight. I would rather be in the house of God than any place that I could think of tonight. I've been a lot of nice places. I've stayed in a lot of nice hotels, motels. I've been a lot of places. But I'd rather be in the house of God than anywhere I can think of. I want to, if I can, Brother Epley's going to read to me or for me in a little while. But there's one more little scripture that I want you to understand, that Joseph was in this place. And then in the end of the book of Genesis, and Joseph said unto them, fear not, I am in the place of God. I do believe with my whole heart that God has sent each and every one of us and brought each and every one of us and given us a place. Some people, if you would read in Exodus 33 and chapter 21, Moses said this, or God speaking said, when he told Moses, there is a place by me. And he also said, it's not just a place by me, but it's a rock. I'd like to tell you tonight, if you're not in the church of the living God, you're on sinking sands. But if you don't have the Holy Ghost, I'd like to tell you tonight, there is a place by Him. I believe somebody can get the Holy Ghost at camp meeting. And I'm going to preach to somebody tonight. I want you to know that I have found me a place. I want you to know that I was a young man that was not really wanted by a lot of people in a lot of places. I had friends, I thought, but as time went on, I seen things fall apart. But one day God gave me the wonderful gift of the Holy Ghost. and I have found me a place. I don't think I fit in with these preachers up here tonight, but I fit in with the saints of the Most High God, who I am thankful tonight for the place that He has given me. The book said, lead me to that rock that is higher than I. I'm not going to preach long tonight, but I want somebody to help me. I found me a place. If you think you're going to talk about me and get me to leave my place, honey, you got another thought coming. If you think you're going to run me down and get me to leave my place, honey, you better think again. I'm a child of God. I'm blood bought. I'm full of the Holy Ghost, and the devil's a liar. I have come to this place tonight to praise an awesome God. I've come to this place to lift my hands up tonight and say that my God has been good to me. You can be seated. Read, if you will, Brother Empley, that first verse. I don't know what's the first one. What? Yeah, that's it. You don't, if you mess my preaching up tonight, and I'm going to be in trouble. Read. Yeah. Yeah.
And Abner sat by Saul's side.
Yeah.
And
David's place was empty. David's what? David's place was empty. Well, let me pastor, man. I'm glad you read that. I hadn't thought of it. Every time you're not in your place. Now read another little part there. It says the king, it said that Saul didn't say anything that day. Yeah? Yeah, he thought something else had happened. You know, the preacher checks roll. Can I preach a while? And when you ain't in your place, can I tell you something else? The king checks roll. And when you ain't in your place, can I tell you something else? The saints check row. And when you ain't in your place, let me just tell you one other person, the devil checks row. And when you ain't in your place, he thinks something has befailed you. He thinks you got a reason to stay home. You gotta hey, I have found me a place, Brother Anthony. I may not be able to preach. I may not be able to sing, but I'm in the house of God. I found me a place. You can't take it. The world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. I'm gonna tell you, I'm in the house of God. I have found me a place. The king was looking. I said the king was looking. Why was he looking? He's looking for David. He said he wasn't here. He said I thought something befell him. There's not a preacher on this platform or sitting in this pew that has not every time you walk to the pulpit looked out there and wondered, where is Sister So-and-so? Where's he at tonight? What's going on with them? Did I make them mad Wednesday night? Did I upset them? Did I say something? Listen to me. The devil torments our mind enough. You ought to be in your place. You can get mad if you want to, but that's your place, honey. And you ought to be there. There ain't no rock gonna take my place. I've come to praise Him. I've come to worship Him. And there ain't no rock gonna take my place. Look at your neighbor and say, this is my place. Come on. I want you to help me preach a little while. This is your place. There ain't no devil gonna come take my place. I'm sitting in the house of God. No, I ain't perfect. No, I ain't got it all together. But I'm still in my place.
come by here, Lord. Come by here. Come by my place, Lord. Would you come touch me, Lord? Would you strengthen me, Lord? Because I'm going to be in my place.
Can I pastor a minute at camp meeting? Some of you, we don't know where you at. You sure ain't your place. No legs is killing me, but I got a feeling in just a few minutes, things are going to change. You want somebody to take your place? I ain't talking about where you sit. I got some people. If somebody sits in their pew, they're all messed up. I think that mess is God. Who had the audacity to sit in my place? I'm not talking about that local seat you're sitting in. I'm talking about this is the house of God. This place ought to mean more to us than it does. Some of us got dressed tonight because you're worried about what the preacher's going to say if you ain't at camp meeting. It ought to not be that way, honey. You should have came, and the book said, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. This is our place. The devil ain't going to come in here because this is our place. We're going to worship. We're going to praise. We're going to lift him up. We're going to see a miracle. We're going to believe God's going to do it because this is our place. If you think you're going to take my place, I've come to tell you, I made up my mind. I got my foot on the rock. I've got my place. My place. There is a place. You can be seated by me. You ain't going to sit by him on the job. You're not going to see him at the mall. You're not going to see him. But when you come to this place, he's put a place by me, brother, that I get to come in. I feel bad in my body. My old body's racked with pain. But can I tell you, I'm in the place right now. There's no telling what could happen while I'm preaching tonight. I believe the healing touch could flow. And you can leave this place because you are in the place where God gathers together with his people. I want you to know it's in this place. The book still said, rejoice not against me. Oh, mine enemy, when I fall, I shall arise. I'm coming back to my place. I'm coming to my place. I'm going to be in the house of God. Let's love him right now. Why don't you thank him for your place? Why don't you thank him for your place? This is my place. The king sat at his seat. He looked. It was empty. He looked the next day. Why do you think the preacher comes to you after you've missed a few services and introduces himself again? I'm Brother Epley, and I pastor here. Pleased to meet you. Good to see you. He's cracking a little joke, but way down deep he's serious. Because you ain't been in your place. I'm going to be better about getting to my place. Read, Brother Epley. And it came to pass on the morrow, which was the second day of month. David's place was empty. Now wait. Now listen to this. Read the next little part. Yeah? Now listen to the preacher. You think we don't have a right to ask where you're at when you're not in your place? I'm gonna say something I probably shouldn't. You are to call your pastor and tell him where you're at if you're not going to be in your place. You probably won't want me for camp meeting no more, but let me just tell you, there's too many people out of place. And you know what they do? They don't bother to call. They don't bother to say nothing. Oh, he'll figure out I ain't here. Let me tell you something. These preachers worry just like Saul was. They look around. Where's he at? He ain't here. What's going on? Where's she at? She ain't here. If you'd have picked up the phone and made a simple call, they wouldn't have been worried about you. They could have worshiped with the rest of the saints of the Most High God. I refuse. I said I refuse to have my pastor worrying about why I'm not in my place. Psalms 26 and 12. Yeah? Wow, really? My even place is at the lake. There ain't nobody likes to fish more than I do. Matter of fact, Brother Jackson almost talked me into going tonight. But I figured I better get in my place. And Brother Kim, tomorrow I ain't got to preach if you won't go. Brother Epley, would you read that one more time? I'm crippled. I've had 42 surgeries. I fall, I trip everywhere. But when I come to the house of God, this is an even place, Brother Alvia. I don't have to worry about tripping and falling. I might in a minute, but that'll just be me. But you see, this is an even place. There ain't nobody here trying to do me wrong. There ain't nobody here trying to cut my throat. There ain't nobody here trying to lie to me. I come to an even place tonight. I'm even in the house of God. I wish somebody would see what I'm preaching. This is a good place. This is a great place. Oh, it's an even place. I looked up here a while ago. The brothers were shouting. The sisters were shouting. It looked like an even place to me. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I ain't got a right to run nobody else down till I've been perfect. You ain't got a right to tell nobody else how to raise their kids till yours has been raised. And they ain't never made a mistake in their dead. Go over very good. I don't care. This is an even place. If you'd run I want to run everybody else's business but mine. I can tell you how to live for God. I might just have a few problems trying to do it. Brother, this is an even place. All have sinned. We don't get to come in and brag or boast about how great we are, how high we are all the great. This is an even place. This is why the saints come in on an even place. I'm coming to church again. I've had some problems, but you know what? I'm coming to the even place. I'm not coming where my brothers and sisters are greater than I am, but I'm going to tell you the great I am is the one that I've come to lift up because of His goodness and His mercy. Let's praise Him right now. Come on, talk to the Lord. Take me to church anytime, because this is an even place. Psalms 33. From what?
From the place.
Yeah.
Of his habitation. He looked upon all the inhabitants of the earth.
You know what? He's in his place. He's looking down to see if I'm in my place. From all his looking to and fro, I don't want him to find me doing something. If you think I'm preaching against vacation, you're wrong. Your pastor can, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm just talking about laying out of church because you're just lazy. I'm talking about because you just didn't feel like coming. There's a lot of times I don't feel like coming, but I'm in the house of God because this is my place. He's up here. Brother Gross, he's looking down to see who's in their place. I come to tell you I found me a place. I'm going to be in the house of God. I might not shout the loudest. I might not run the fastest, but I'm going to be in my place. Yeah.
My soul loveth.
Yeah.
Yea, even faith.
Come on.
The courts of the Lord.
Yeah.
My heart, my flesh.
Yeah.
Cries out to the living
God. Yeah.
And the spare
hath found a house. Hold on. Glory. You mean the spare hath found her a place?
Yes, yes.
Whoa, whoa, the Lord gave the sparrow a place.
Yes, yes.
Read on, read on.
And a swallow, a
nest. Yeah, a swallow found her a place. What?
Where she may lay her young.
Yeah.
Even thine altar. O Lord of hosts.
Yeah.
God of my king.
The bird has found her a place to lay her young. Let me preach right here just 1 second. You can't raise your young people and your children any better than in this place. He gave me a place to bring my children. He gave me a place to bring my grandchildren. I get to bring them to the house of God. Hey, that don't mean a whole lot to you. But let me just tell you something. To raise my kids in the house of the Lord. To be able to say, I'm going to bring them to you, Lord. On that night when that fever in that baby's mind is burning and rampaging, running high, you can come and to God and say, I brought him to this place. I dedicated him in this place. And God, I'm asking you to heal this baby. And more than one time, I've seen the fever, Brother Pace, just completely go away. It's this place. If you don't love this place, before I leave tonight, I hope you see this place different. I got hurt at church. So what? Preacher did me wrong. So what? Saints have done me wrong. Big rip. There's a lot more of y'all to do me wrong than me do y'all wrong. It'd take me a while to get to all y'all. Going there because hypocrites go there. Really? You know what a hypocrite is? It's somebody acting to be something they're not. You know what? The hypocrites come to church too. They won't shout and run and jump. Just because you're a hypocrite, or they're a hypocrite, You ain't going to get me out of my place. Just because you're a hypocrite, you're not going to stop me from praising. Just because you're a hypocrite, you're not going to stop me from getting my miracle. You know what? They had hypocrites in Jesus' day. And you know what he did? He just passed them right on by. He didn't run them off. He didn't say they got to leave. He's hoping they'd hear something one night about this place. And they would say, you know what? I'm tired of being where I used to be. I'm not going to be there anymore. I'm going to come and I'm going to wallow me out a place in the house of God. And Sunday, when they come, Brother Epley, I'm going to be here praising the Lord. This is my place. I have found me a place. And there ain't nobody going to take my place from me. Read, Brother Epley. Say, this is my place. Now, if you don't go here, I understand tonight I'm preaching to people that's not in this church. But if you're not in this church, you need to be in a place somewhere in church. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, I'm going to say you can't be in this place. Because I have a monopoly on God. I am the preacher, and I get to say who comes to this place, and get to say who is in this place, and who gets the Holy Ghost. I said, they ain't going to do good because they ain't doing right. And God blessed them. You don't pay your tithes, you're going to lose everything you've got. And somebody gave them a brand new car. Figured out. I can tell you what to do and how to do it and where to do it. But in God's place. I'll be honest with you, Lord. I wouldn't give them the Holy Ghost. They've had it about 30 times. Tonight I prayed to that old sister. I guess she thought she's encouraged me. Said, you ain't made it the last 15 times. I hope you make it this one. I prayed through every report card time. I had terrible grades. One time I had 5 D's. And my daddy come in, he said, son, he said, and he beat me. There wasn't no number to dial. I looked for a number to dial. There wasn't no number to dial. He just beat the tar out of me. That was before 911. I screamed 911, but it didn't help. There was no number to dial, Brother Jackson. I want to dial a number to come rescue me. That was that failing slip time, or supposed to be progress report, but mine was always failing slip time. I came in. I said, Pop, after he beat me, Pop, you don't have to worry about me no more. You have put me in the straight and narrow. I got my report card 3 weeks later. There was 5 F's and 1 C. He looked at me and said, son, you can't even play. I had a C in PE. Needless to say, I didn't waste my time going to school. That wasn't my place. 8th grade was the 3 happiest years of my life. I didn't have me a place. But from a little bitty boy, my mom and daddy had took me to church, Brother Howie. I'd laid up under the pews and watch them run by and We could tell by who it was shouting, by the way they shouted on them old hardwood floors. I went to the bar, Brother Epley, and I tried to get me a place. I went to the drugs and I tried to find me a place. I went to the well and I tried to find me a place. I did everything I could to find me a place, but I just didn't fit anywhere because I'd been brought up to be a one God apostolic, tongue talking saint of God. And all of a sudden one day it took an accident of going through the windshield. But thank God I have found my place. I am in the house of God. I am doing my best to be saved. And if you think for a minute that I'm going to leave my place because somebody talked about me or somebody run me down, you come too late. I made up my mind. This is my place. Brother Epley, did you read 91:1? Yeah. How many of you like to be in God's secret place tonight? Brother Abernathy, about a miracle when you get in God's secret place. I don't really care what everybody else is doing, but there's something about God's secret place. When I get in that secret place, I can come in burdened down, weary and worn. But when I get in that secret place, something on the inside of me begins to go over and over. And I don't feel that depression like I did before I came. Because you see, listen to me, if you're dwelling with depression tonight, you're dwelling with things that you shouldn't, I'm going to tell you, you're in the place. Some of you don't have a place tonight. You've been wandering to and fro and up and down and round about. You better find you a place. You better find you a place in the house of God. Move over, brother. That's my place. Move over. Wake up. That's my place. This is my place. I think I'll sit here a while. I'm going to leave for a minute, but don't you get back in my place. Do you hear me? This is where I praise Him from. This is where I come to worship Him. Preach to me, preacher. I'm in my place. Preach to me, preacher. I'm in my place. I'm right here asking God to help me in my place. Hallelujah. Read it. 1:19-14. I'm going to close in just a minute. I'm about out of place. Or breath, I mean. What? I'll be honest with you. I've come to church before just to have a hiding place. The enemy comes in like a flood. But didn't I read somewhere the Spirit of the Lord would raise up a standard? You see, you may be tormented all day and night. You might have a sleepless night. But understand one thing, if you understand anything that this little fat preacher's ever told you, you listen to me. The only time the devil can never come to you is when you're worshiping God. Now, the minute you get through, he will show up in abundance. But I've never seen the devil attack me when I had my hands in the air and my eyes closed. And I was worshiping and praising. I'm talking about not fake. I'm talking about God reserves that time because we're in His secret place. I believe He said, sit down, devil. I believe He said, take a step back. He's praising me. And when He's praising me and worshiping me, He's in the secret place that I have given Him. I'm going to tell you tonight, it would be good for some of you to find a place when you come in worn. When you come in tired, when you come in depressed, when you come in lonely, this is the place. Let's love Him tonight. Hallelujah. Some people find their place on Spacehead. Flitter, Twitter, whatever all this is. I found my place. Going to the bathroom. Everything went good. I'm back. Fixing to eat. Had corn, beans, and rice. Me and my wife had a fight. We ain't speaking. What idiot would want to tell the whole world you and your wife had a fight? There'll be somebody come by to console her in a little while. You better kiss and make up. Get off that Twitter and Flitter and all that other garbage. I lost a few of you, didn't I? I ain't scared. I found my place. It ain't Facebook. I ain't gonna tell nobody what I'm doing when I'm doing it. It ain't none of their cotton picking business. This is my place. Oh, I got to tell them what's going on. They ain't heard from me in 30 minutes. What would you think? I don't care if you're on Facebook. That's not what I'm preaching. What I'm preaching is when that takes the place of this place. You get on Facebook and try to have a move of God, honey. I don't know if that's in the Bible or not. Read that. Is that in the Bible about Facebook? It should have been in there. I'm not against Facebook. I'm not on, but I'm not against it. All I'm trying to tell you is we're hunting something to take this place. How many of you preachers remember when the church was the place in everybody's life and family? How many of you saints of God remember? It didn't matter if you worked 16 hours, you were still coming to this place. Now some of you think about going to work and you take two services off. I gotta quit meddling. It's almost time to get done. Everybody say amen. Brother Epley, you believe I got a place at Bible study? You preachers believe that? You believe I got a place in the prayer room? Oh, I don't believe that. I believe that's for everybody else. That's for them other saints. I might have told this story here, but let me tell you a story. You'll learn things in the prayer room you'll never learn nowhere else. Many, many years ago, I had a guy. My wife don't like me calling his name, and I'd call it, but I don't remember it. Me and this guy didn't get along at all. I didn't like him. He didn't like me, but I didn't really care. That's before I found this place. So I went. He come to us one day. We'd worked on church. I was crippled. We worked out there. Marty, his name's coming to me. Oh, I remember how bad I didn't like him. Somebody beat the drum. We need it. Marty come to me one day and said, I'll tell you what, don't look like how much what's done on the church today. Well, son, I had a little bitty short fuse. You remember, Brother Gross. I said, let me tell you something. It's easy for you to sit around in that air-conditioned office and tell us out here working like dogs we didn't get much done. He run told Brother McMullen. Brother McMullen said, Jim. He said, what did you tell Marty? I said, well, you know, I kind of like Marty. I just, you know. No, I didn't. I said, let me tell you something, Marty. I said, it's easy for you to sit around that air-conditioned office up there and think all kinds of things us to do. Brother McMullen said, I want you to apologize to Marty. Well, let me just tell you, apologies are easy if you don't mean them. I went to Marty. I said, Marty, let me tell you something. I'm sorry for what I said today. I want you to forgive me. But if you don't like it, we can step outside this door out here. This was before I had a place. We can step right outside this door, Marty, and I promise you one thing, you'll change your tune. Brother Magma, Jim. Oh, why people run tell the preacher every stinking day. You see, I didn't have a place before. I didn't fit because I just didn't fit. Did you apologize to Marty? Yes, sir. What'd you tell him? Well, I told him I'm sorry. He won't even forgive me. Say anything else? Well, yeah. I just told him, Brother McMullen, if he didn't like it, we could step outside. He said, this time, I want you to go apologize to Marty. I'd like to tell you, I run in there and said, I'm sorry, Marty. But I'll be honest with you. It took me about 5 hours in the prayer room before I could ever walk to Marty and say, Marty, I'm sorry. Because you know why? I kept telling God I was right. God, I know you don't like Marty either. God, you know that I'm right. God, we're down here working and you don't even like Marty. I know you don't. But you see, I hadn't gotten my place yet. I was struggling with my place. But when I begin to tell God, I'm sorry. God, I'm sorry, Lord. I spent hours there. I'm telling you, when I came out, my eyes were red. There was a change on the inside like never, because I found my place. I walked out, I shook Marty's hand and hugged his neck and said, I love you, man. Please forgive me for the way I've been acting. You see, when God gets a hold to you in your place, you won't have a smart aleck, cocky idea of how things are to be, but you'll come to the house of God and you'll be looking for your place. Ask Him to help you to find your place. Come on, ask Him right now to help you find your place. Help me to find my place, Lord. God, would you help us, Lord? Would you help us, Lord? This is my place. Can I tell you something? The prayer room is my place. As we stand tonight, I was praying earlier today. And I've come to tell somebody, God's got a place for you. You might have prayed through, I don't know how many times, but I've come to tell you, God's got a place for you. And I tell you tonight, He's got a place for you. And nobody can take your place. Preacher, you don't know what I've done. Let me just tell you what I feel like telling you tonight. You might be damaged, but you're fixable. I'd like to tell you God's able to fix you and help you find a place. If there's a backslider here tonight that's failed before, I've come to tell you, God's got a place for you. I just want to sing this old song tonight. I don't know what key, it don't much matter. I'll sing where I want. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because, you see, He gave me a place. Brother Evan, I didn't have a place. I didn't fit nowhere. But now I'm in the house of God. I know
He holds the future.
Hey, my life is worth living.
Life is worth
the living. Just, hey, I found my place. I'm going to tell you tonight, if you want to pray, these altars are open. I know we're going to eat in a few minutes and we're going to have fellowship. But I feel like I'd be doing wrong tonight by not giving you a chance to find you a place. Brother Epley, He gave me a place. He gave me a place. Because He gave me a place tonight, I get to be in the house of God.
I can face tomorrow. Because He lives.
Do you need a place tonight?
All fear is.
A place, He said.
The